Hey everyone, this is Deborah Burton, your host for Solutions from Scripture, from the desk of a Christian consultant. Know better so you can do better. Real life in the real world. Devotions from the book of Psalms, Psalm 3, verses 5 through 8, reflecting on God's faithfulness. Hey everyone, before we get started, I needed to give all my listeners an update starting in the coming week. For the podcast, Solutions from Scripture, Deborah Burton, I will be changing it for every other week instead of every week. The same goes for my other podcast, Transformation, Deborah Burton, every other week instead of every week. But you will still receive something from me every week, but just alternating the two podcasts I have for you. And then I'm working on a third podcast that should be very interesting and entertaining as we look into the lives of others and listen to their testimony, a message in their messiness. I will have a male host along with me where we will be doing some on-the-air personal interviews. So stay tuned, and I'll let you know once this is ready. It will include all kinds of different people from various walks of life, professional football players, politicians, pastors, parents, police officers, grandfathers and grandmothers, moms and dads, and much more. Psalm 3, verses 5 through 8, reflecting on God's faithfulness. We are now at the end of Psalm 3. This is a serious psalm, as we learned about the betrayal and death of King David's son, Absalom, and also how King David dealt with this terrible time in his life. What did David comfort himself with during this horrific hardship? This psalm declares to us that David continually reflected on God's faithfulness as he remembered God's goodness. This is what got David through the worst of times when his thoughts and feelings were all over the place. He settled himself as he remembered God was always in control. We can follow David's example. Always lean on the Lord when the storms seem as though they are going to drown us in despair. Choose to reflect on God's faithfulness as the rock we run to that will give us the strength to overcome what seeks to overcome us. Psalm 3, verses 5 through 8. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustains me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you have smitten all my enemies on the cheek. You have shattered the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be upon your people. Selah. Let's get deeper into these verses. Psalm 3, verse 5, I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustains me. David is in the midst of a horrible threat to his life, which seemed hopeless and made him feel helpless. But here, he is professing his faith that somehow God will uphold him in the midst of the storm. It hasn't happened yet, but he is declaring his trust in God that he will act in some way, somehow, eventually, on his behalf. Remember, during this time, it is Absalom's, David's own son, who had been advised to send a 12,000-man army to kill his father in 2 Samuel 17, verses 1 through 4. But the plan was barely prevented by Hushai, who was a supporter of King David. God eventually did act amidst David's dark storm by using a person to stop Absalom's wicked plan against his father. 2 Samuel 17, verses 15 through 16. David was great at recalling other times when enemies had threatened his life and he had lay down and slept, because he reflected on God's faithfulness. Although he would obviously feel threatened by his enemies. He felt secure because he knew the Lord was on his side. No matter what happened, it would eventually turn out for the eternal good in God's eyes. Psalm 91, verses 14 through 15, God promises, because he holds fast to me in love, I will honor him. I will protect him because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. It's important for us to realize this is David's story and not ours. Just because something happens to someone in the Bible does not mean the same exact outcome will happen to us. But what it does mean is that trusting in God is for all of us to do regardless of the situation or the outcome. That's for everyone. We don't know how our sovereign God will deal with us individually in our unique trials and hardships. But what we do know is that we can trust that nothing happens outside of God's power or control or faithfulness toward us. His goodness for the eternal good is what we hold on to. Who he is, what he does, and why he does it is something we trust in because we know all the bad around us cannot take away from him being a good God. This means our focus is on him and not all the bad in our situation. We might not ever understand, but all that is important is that God understands why he does what he does. And that's all that matters in the bigger picture of eternity. No matter what he decides, no matter what goes on, no matter what we see or don't see, relying on God and believing in his good character is what is most important. On to the next verse, Psalm 3, verse 6. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me round about. Reflecting on God's faithfulness. Now, David has incredible confidence in God no matter what or who surrounds him and how terrible the situation looks. 12,000 men that had the task of killing him by direction of his own son, Absalom. 2 Samuel 17, verses 1 through 3. How did King David have such amazing trust in God? Because he reflected on all the times in his life that God had been faithful to him. He didn't forget the goodness and the faithfulness of God in giving him the strength to go through horrible encounters with danger and death. 1 Samuel 17, verses 43 through 44, the Philistine Goliath said to him, "Am I a dog that you would come to me with sticks?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. The Philistine also said to David, "Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the sky and the beasts of the field." Psalm 18, verses 3 through 6, I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. The cords of death encompassed me, and the torrents of ungodliness terrified me. The cords of Sheol surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God for help. He heard me. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry for help before him came into his ears. This does not mean things will always turn out the way we hoped, but it does mean we trust that God always knows what is best for the best eternal end result. We as humans tend to look at what is in front of us, but God sees the bigger picture of what truly matters for all eternity. Therefore, we leave it in God's hands to decide how he sees fit to deal with any situation in life. There are many passages in Scripture that tell us to fear not, to have confidence in God, to trust in Him. You can do an easy word study on these words, rely on God, trust in God, in openbible.info. Go to Topical Bible at the top of the page. Scroll down just a bit and type the words you want to look up in the rectangular box that says find out. Write down the verses that you want to memorize so you can recall them, especially during times of trials. They have all kinds of verses on any subject you can type in, from Psalms and Proverbs and the Old and New Testament. Many for you to choose from. We can also learn from many heroes of the faith, such as Joseph, Daniel, Esther, Paul, the disciples, and many more, who are our examples of how to rely on and trust in God no matter what. It's beneficial for all of us to read and study the lives of those that were faithful to believe in God's power and wisdom in the worst of times, just like David did. The focus of these heroes of the faith was on God's character and not on the terribleness of their circumstances. Back to Psalm 3. Psalm 3, verse 7, "Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you have smitten all my enemies on the cheek. You have shattered the teeth of the wicked." David has not yet seen God doing anything about the wickedness of those coming against him. But again, David is remembering all his prior experiences where God had faithfully strengthened him in the worst of times. Remembering God's goodness gave David the confidence that God would never abandon him in life or death, regardless of how hopeless a situation seemed. David's responsibility was simply to rely on God and continually trust him as he prayed continually, instead of relying on our own useless thoughts. We pray so we can become stronger and stronger in relying on God's strength to help us persevere in any trial that comes our way. We all will experience many trials and afflictions and sorrows in our life, as many others have in the past, are right now, and will in the future. The Apostle Paul reminds us of what truly matters. Romans 8, verse 37, "We are more than conquerors through him who loved us." King David did not know for a fact that he would not die in certain situations. We don't know for a fact what will happen in our lifetime, but we do know, as it says in the above verse, that no matter what the end result is in any situation, God will make sure we are conquerors of anything that happens because he loves us. And in our eternal life in heaven, we will see this. More on Psalm 3. Psalm 3, verse 8. "Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be upon your people, Selah." Now we are at the end of Psalm 3. David is declaring that salvation belongs to God. He believes this, and this is what enables him to express confidence in the Lord to deliver him in whatever way that might look. In context of this verse, David is referring to deliverance from his physical enemies, 2 Samuel 17, verses 1 through 4 and 15 through 16. But Scripture also teaches about another type of eternal salvation from sin and punishment that belongs exclusively to the Lord for us. Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 9, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." Romans 6, verse 23 also teaches us that eternal salvation is a gift from God, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Rather, it is salvation from enemies or hardships, however or whenever God decides to do this, or rather we are speaking of eternal salvation. Both come from God. We give God all the praise and glory. All credit goes to God. Therefore, we trust God with all parts of our life. All of it revolves around God's grace toward us and His salvation for us. Therefore, we are secure in who He is and what He does. At the end of this psalm, David prays that the Lord's blessing will rest upon His people, on those who trust in Him. And that includes each one of us that trust in God no matter what happens in our life. As we reflect on all the times God has been faithful to us, it will help to strengthen us in our hardest times of life. In our best times of life, as we reflect on all the goodness God has given us, it will help us to be grateful. Reflecting on the character of God each and every day builds our faith in our faithful God so we can learn to trust Him more and more. Okay, we are done with Psalm 3, quite a serious psalm, but David shows us how to be serious in reflecting on the faithfulness and goodness of God, no matter what is going on in our life or the world around us. Thanks for being with me as we learn from the life of David, a man after God's own heart. Together, we're learning the difficult topics and the encouraging ones. It's all about God's Word. Know it, live it, and share it. Isaiah 40, verse 8, "The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever."